This week on Full Credit to the Boys, cricket, cricket and more cricket. We've got Sydney to Hobart as well, and a unique way to order pizza. This is Full Credit to the Boys. Good evening. Happy New Year.
You too.
Former legend, we're here this evening back in the garage at Late Mailman. You can find me at former_legend, and you can find our podcast as well at FCTTB_podcast. A lot of good feedback. There's a little bit coming through right now. What's your phone say? Turn it on silent. That's a carton of beer, by the way. How are you, mate? How are you?
I can't find my wallet again. Good. How was your break?
It was really good. It was good. It was quiet. It continues to be quiet.
What did you do
as long as rugby league's away? New Year's Eve, please. I was in a windowless room with the fireworks about 200 metres from me.
Commonly known as a jail cell. So the story is that Jacob Loco drove your car for you. Is that correct? Or
I will not confess to be anywhere near Jacob Loco on New Year's Eve, just for the, by the way.
No, I'll take that as an affirmative.
Well, we've started 2015 with a possible lawsuit, defamation lawsuit. But anyway, plenty to talk about. Cricket season is in full swing. And I don't know about you, but it just seems to be all positive at the moment in terms of the coverage, the games to a point as well.
The Twitter banner.
The Twitter banter is fantastic.
Yeah, how good. Awesome.
How good has cricket become? It's added this brand new dimension to cricket, which I'm absolutely loving. The social media banter.
Yeah.
That hashtag BBL04 is providing a lot of goodness.
Can I tell you the three hashtags that I've given a fair rattle?
Yes.
Ask Ricky, hashtag Ask Ricky, hashtag Ask Junior, hashtag Ask Freddy. Oh, and hashtag Ask KP.
That one's full of vitriol, I think, isn't it?
No, well, I've given all four.
I just meant
of those.
From like English cricketers, because they get on there.
Yeah. So, especially with KP, he's given the ECB a fair go.
Yeah.
I've given all four of those a real good go, trying to get a question asked on the Big Bash. And to this point in time, they've Sally-fitched me. Nothing.
Well, we'll talk more about the Big Bash later on, but can I just say...
Yes.
Got myself a photo of Ricky Ponting I tweeted onto the Big Bash coverage.
Nice.
Yeah, I did. But I mean, we can talk about that in a little while when we speak about the Big Bash. For now,
was it with Carlotta?
Stop it! It's time for the news. Here we go. That's the sound of 2015, isn't it?
That's growing on me.
Beautiful.
On me. Whereabouts is it in the charts?
It's
song?
Lovely. It's number 99 with a bullet.
Good.
On the production music charts. The news this week, the big news, I guess, is cricket. As you know, we're sitting here watching Big Bash at the moment. Could be any game.
Scorch. Not going
to tell you when we're actually recording, but yes, it is the Scorchers.
Scorchers. Getting their ass handed to them quietly.
Yeah, they're getting a bit beaten. But anyway, you may hear some reactions as we record, because down here in the parking garage tonight, brought a telly along.
Yeah.
Got some Big Bash on.
Black and white.
Happy days. Yeah. The cricket. The cricket is top of the stories at the moment. The Test Series. Australia leads 2-0. They win the Border Gavaskar Trophy. It just goes tit for tat with these guys.
Yeah.
They win. India win in India. Australia win in Australia.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with the groundsman as a curator?
No. It's the plain food.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the catering. So Australia lead 2-0. Drawn third test. Some mixed reviews on that third test.
Mm.
I tweeted a particularly poignant article I thought about the other day. When I say poignant, I actually mean piece of crap.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if you're saying poignant, can you tell me and my followers what poignant means?
Because in this instance, it's not exactly what it means. So
Right. Basically,
this article was referring to 2020 and saying that because of the popularity of 2020, that test matches now need a result. They are begging for a result. And I say to that, that is absolute codswallop. There's so much to be said about this. We can talk about it in a little while.
Yeah.
In fact, we will.
Okay.
So the headline is, Australia lead the test series 2-0.
Yep.
Keep listening, because we'll speak more about that in a little while. Our second one.
Well, since we last recorded, the KFC Big Bash has commenced with big ratings, big crowds, big games and big names, and also big Twitter followings. What have you thought so far?
I think it continues to be a breath of fresh air, to be honest, at this time of night.
Yeah.
It's just... okay, so spoiler alert, we're recording right in the middle of the Big Bash of an evening. This is the thing, though. You can sit back and you don't have to watch Richard Wilkins hosting keynotes from 1992.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's a legitimate show, by the way. Look it up. It was horrible.
Yeah.
We can second watch round. Cricket got to the second every round. Night. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, I got to the second round, keynotes.
The KFC Big Bash for me, a massive tick as we move on to story number three. Sydney to Hobart, won by Wild Oats 11. And the nation just collectively went, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Story four.
yeah. Pretty much. Steve Smith promoted to captain of the Australian Test cricket team. 2 centuries and 2 tests. Does the captaincy agree with him? Point two.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Geez, you'd like a wife that agrees with you as much as Steve Smith and captaincy agrees with each other. he's...
How long did it take you to write that one?
I just thought of that off my own.
That was a two-minute error.
That's 2 beers. the one thing I'll say is... I've been proven wrong. Even though I never said anything publicly, I had a feeling that Smith wasn't the way to go.
Yeah.
As the captain, yet, man, he's done it. A great job. A great job. Well, undefeated. You're always going well. We'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Number 5, Rory McIlroy finishes the year as number 1.
Yes.
And was interviewed in an Irish rugby game as... They played Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, the ground announcer played Sweet Caroline over the speakers, and then the whole crowd joined in. If you get a chance...
Because he's a massive Neil Diamond fan, of course. That's exactly right.
Or he's definitely no Wozniacki fan.
Maybe the Caroline thing is more the important part there.
Yeah, so I'll try and dig that up, and we'll see if we can get someone who knows computers to put that on our Facebook page, the footage of it. It's quite good.
He's had some funny ones. He won. I think it was the British Open, and it was in Manchester. And he's a Liverpool fan,
right?
And he owned up to it. The other way around. He's a Manchester United fan, and it was in Liverpool. It was one or the other. Anyway, he confessed to it on the mic during his victory speech, and he got booed.
Really?
Yeah. Dang. Like he went from hero to villain in about a second. Well, that's EPL
like
for you, though, isn't it?
Okay. Anyway,
until
like
he hits the piss.
Yeah.
He's, well.
And speaking of hitting the piss.
Love the Irish. Speaking of hitting the piss, Jacob Loco. We've got in brackets Bulldogs here, which I'm sure they're pretty pissed that they're mentioned in the same sentence as him.
Yeah.
High range DUI on New Year's Eve. Who is even taking their car keys with them on New Year's Eve?
Taking the car keys, going for a drive with no headlights on. I mean, seriously, Hoodie, what's doing?
With his badge saying, I'm an NRL player, so book me.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put brains into statues. We've all done stupid shit. I'm the last, to throw rocks. But, geez, when you see this sort of thing, you think, oh, God.
Again.
Yeah, here we go again.
Again. Oh, well.
Has Buzz Rothfield teed off on this yet?
Let's pad things out a little bit, get into our first segment of the night, mountain or a molehill.
Right.
Okay, so what we've got basically, just recap this segment. So we've got a story that's happening in the news at the moment, a sports story that's happening in the news. Is it big? Is it small? Is it a mountain or is it a molehill? Mm. Is it something we're going to be talking about for weeks on end, or is it something that's just going to be like, really, that happened? Okay, let's move on.
Mm.
Number one.
Yeah, Jamal Idris getting punted from a Foster nightclub. Foster nightclub. Wow.
So he was in a hotspot for sure. So he was in was he in Foster's number one or number two nightclub?
I don't know whether...
as in one of two or two of two.
Whether it's one of Johnny Ibrahim's latest...
When they say Foster nightclub, do they mean like the Foster ex-services club or...
Possibly, yeah. I think commonly known as a disco.
Can I just cut in for a sec? You realise that like eating while on the microphone is akin to leaving your phone sounds on, and it kind of means that you're going to have to shout another case of beer as well. So we're at number two for the night, and I don't accept Resh's Real or Tui's Red.
Which you go with KB? You go with KB?
If you can find KB, I'll have KB.
Oh, tell you what. Okay, so no eating, no phones.
No, it's just broadcast etiquette, mate. Come on.
Yeah.
I know you've just crawled off the footy field, but... Come on, mate. We're in a professional parking garage here.
You can see why my media career never took off.
Yeah, well, I demand professionalism. It's just something small to ask, I would have thought. as yes. we move on to number two. Oh, sorry, Jamal Idris.
Yeah.
So Foster, nightclub ejection, mountain or a molehill?
What do you reckon?
It is molehill with a capital M through to L.
Really?
Absolutely.
I only go against you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Only because Jamal is starting to get a bit of a rap sheet. And this is a little bit of a concern. Without throwing more rocks at Jamal, he seems to fancy a drink.
Mm.
Would that be fair to say?
Mm.
And while he seems like a good bloke, I just hope for his sake that this might be the last time we see his name.
Well, he is getting married. I did remember last year, he announced on one of those shows that he's getting married. So it could be one of the one of those bad guy turned good things. You know, Mark Guy,
Greg Bird got married, didn't he?
Yeah. Case closed. Anyway, if you want to agree with us or disagree on any of these ones, you can tweet us at FCTTB_podcast or at late mailman for myself, at former_legend for this numpty over here who reckons that it's... Well, I mean, you've made a good point. So
it's a mountain.
Yeah, right.
A small mountain, but a mountain nonetheless.
Oh, I say a capital molehill, but whatever. Disagree with me. Number two, Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. Go for it.
Okay. Can I just say that before the advent of social media, I always thought, what the hell does Australia get so excited about this boat race for?
Is it some sort of hangover from the 83 America's Cup? People like, we must like sailing.
Man, it's like these rich blokes in their rich boats going down the coast to Hobart. I mean, Sydney, good place to start a race. Hobart, shit place to end one.
There's a good fish shop there.
Yeah, and you know what? Until this year when I started looking at Twitter and seeing people just absolutely give it a caning, I thought, oh, thank God, everyone feels the same as me. So, in reply to your question, absolute molehill, completely over it, can't believe the attention it gets.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't know if it's a spiteful one or if it's one that I actually agree with.
Wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah, I've been known to spite in the past. Sydney to Hobart, you're right. I think it's quite a spectacle. And to see, well, I mean, maybe this is my narcissism.
Spectacle, huh?
My sociopathology coming through
here. So is Porky's nightclub.
Touche. But that perpetual motion, or whatever it's called, perpetual loyal, that's the one.
Ray Price was there.
Perpetual loyal going out. That must have pleased you. You know, if you're a cynic or if you're a bit of a sadist in this instance.
I've got no idea what you're talking about. You lost me after the gun went off and I went,
okay.
Season 3 days.
So Anthony Bell, accountant to the stars, I think he gets described as in Sydney Confidential.
Is he?
He runs this one. This is Perpetual Loyal and on board this year. I think Danny Green goes most years.
Yep.
Carl Stefanovic's done it before. I'm not sure if he was on this year. Sally Fitz was on this year, your mate. So not surprisingly, they didn't win. Sorry, Sal.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sal. But yeah, anyway, they had to retire because they, you know, I think the bung fell out and they started springing water.
Okay.
So that was that. We're we're going well tonight.
Next up.
Mountain or a molehill, the Australian cricket team. The drop catchers and missed fielding in the third test.
Yeah.
That was... I remember a test in about season 91-92. Now sit back, everyone. Grab your cups of tea.
Black and white, it was.
Season 91-92, Mark Taylor was in slips. He wasn't... I think he was Australian vice-captain to Alan Border at the time. And I remember he dropped about five or six catches in a single innings. And I remember seeing the anger on his face. And I could tell it was because Alan Border was going to rip him a new one in the dressing sheds later that night. But the Australians don't drop catches like that. They just don't. They absolutely don't. So, I'm going to say mountain, big mountain.
Yeah, I'm not going to say big mountain just yet because we're not in dire straits as far as our fielding is concerned. But I don't remember a series like this for a fair while. So, it's a little bit of a concern. And can I just say, before I forget, we're beating India, which is great. But just in case you're wondering, they're ranked 7 in the test playing nations.
Yeah, and Sachin's not there anymore.
So don't forget that, you know. A little bit of grounding here, people.
Mohammed as a big one isn't there either anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah. Dries and none's nasty.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Shout out to
Billy.
Billy Birmingham, you legend. Number four. Third test. Steve Smith's defensive declaration resulting in a draw. So this is the article I was mentioning earlier. And it was going into the fact that Australians and the greater cricketing public fanship demand a result from test matches now because of T20, because of these matches which get a result despite any, you know, like a tie. There was a tie in the Big Bash last night and they played a super over. He's saying that test matches need results.
Brett Lee went super last night.
Yeah, your mate. But I completely disagree. I think that that test match had many, many moments of brilliance. It's test cricket is beautiful in that way. And I vehemently...
Vehemently? Right.
Retorted to that article and said this is nonsense. And
right.
And so I say the defensive declaration resulting in a draw, molehill.
Okay. I'm going to go... I hate sitting on fences, so I won't sit on a fence. I'm going to say it's a molehill, but with a disclaimer. Never, ever do you give your opposition a sniff. So, Australia are two up in a series.
Mm.
You would never give the Indians a sniff. They're the ones that got a win, not us.
But do you reckon they had a sniff?
No. They were chasing 380. Well, I don't think you should declare with only 300 on the board. And that's what the argument is did we declare too late?
But yeah.
So I think he done the right thing by declaring when he did stuff them. India are the ones that got to earn the win, not us. And we shouldn't give one away. Don't give them a sniff.
See, for mine, if I was Australian Test cricket captain, and many will say this is why you're not Australian Test cricket captain.
That and talent.
Small matter. But yes, a lot of people said, because they burnt 25 overs. They didn't bat quickly.
Mm.
They went out and it was almost as if they were all pandering around for Sean Marshall's century, which, yeah, as we know...
Now, this is where my disclaimer comes in.
Yeah.
Because the second part of my argument is, yes, they batted way too slow in the morning. And yeah, second of all, they called it off six overs before they actually had to.
Yeah, the gentleman's agreement sort of thing, yeah.
Which is the only sport in the world that I know that does that as well. Now, with that in mind...
There was an NRL match decided like this, wasn't there, last year? Yeah, they just decided about 74 minutes they didn't want to play anymore.
I know that I've had a gentleman's agreement in rugby union, but that's just me turning the telly off halfway through. So, with that in mind...
They didn't really agree when it came to it. Yeah.
It didn't agree with me. So with that in mind, I think, you know, six overs to go, you never give in if you've got a sniff for a win. So that surprised me.
Mm.
So molehill with a disclaimer.
Do you think he's lost many people as... Do you think he's lost people...
For declaring when he did?
Yeah. No. Do you think he's lost...
No. Not at all.
Support?
No.
Good.
Not at all.
Good. Because I don't think his little fragile demeanor could take that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I'm not going to hassle him because he's doing a great job as Australian Test cricket captain. Better than I could do. Well, it's unproven, isn't it?
Yeah. But you're untried at that level.
But he looks fragile. I'm just going to put it that way. He doesn't bat like it, though. Our last one tonight, speaking of fragile, this guy would have been on a little bit of stress watch, I think, after this. Late last week in the Big Bash, Melbourne Stars Big Show, which we'll put an asterisk next to that and say... Hates the nickname, hates his own nickname. That's fine. It's good. People need to let that go. Speaking of let that go,
see that segue?
That was professional broadcast. Wow. He let go a delivery, which did it hit middle and leg?
Oh,
about halfway up?
I think it hit all three, if I'm honest.
Yeah. In his defense,
it swung
from outside leg stump,
and it hit about
middle
and
off.
The bloke's on a million a year. You take a bat out to bat with... In 2020.
Did he take a bat?
You don't shoulder arms.
They made a point in commentary, I think it was that night, that he likes to do something.
Is this Channel 10 commentary?
Let's
put a disclaimer on this. They love Glenn Maxwell. They need him to go good.
He likes to do something outlandish to start his innings. Like
he did that.
Like he'll do a between the legs shot, or he'll, you know, do an overhead smash, or, you know, I don't know, he'll bring a croquet stick out and play his first shot with that. And they reckon that that might have been him trying to do something, make a statement. I was like, well...
How'd that work out?
I think all you need to do is see the screenshot of Gillian Flem's reaction in the commentary box.
That was brilliant. How good was that?
That was like a silent movie. That was one of the funniest silent movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So there we go. Our next segment, Get Off the Fence.
New.
Who do you choose? So basically, this one, it will not allow fence sitting. We did a little bit in the last segment, Mountain or a Molehill. This one does not allow it. Get off the fence. You need to choose. Our first one tonight, put your phone away or you'll be on three cartons of KB.
Tracy's husband, Jimmy Smith, just messaged us. I was just checking to see what he's got to say.
How is Jimmy Smith's husband, wife, Tracy?
Still batting overs.
Yeah, good. Shout out to Jimmy. What's his Twitter account again?
Don't worry about Jimmy. Shout out to Tracy. Tracy from Bondi.
Tracy from Bondi. Yeah, good. Good. He's a good guy, Jimmy.
That Jimmy
Persuasive.
Smith. Oh, your phone just went off. Carton each.
Jesus Christ. We are the benchmark of professionalism tonight.
Rookie error.
Thankfully, our devoted listeners probably didn't expect that. Who do you choose? Let's get back to the point at hand. Get off the fence. Channel 9 commentary versus Big Bash League commentary, BBL commentary. So Channel 9 commentary, we're talking your Chappellis, your Mark Nicholas's, your Shane Warnes, Tubby Taylor, Michael Slater, Ian Healy, the man with the hand looking like a packet of twisties, versus the likes of Mark Waugh, Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist.
Mark Howard.
Who?
Mark Howard.
Sorry, come again.
He played three grand games of third grade in
quarter. So when you said Howard, then I was just picturing our former Prime Minister doing that.
Oh, that good ball.
Toe crusher delivery. His own toes. So yeah, Channel 9 commentary versus Big Bash commentary. I'm going to go first.
Yeah, please. I'm eating.
we had a fruit platter delivered to the parking garage tonight. It's delightful.
We've gone from sitting on milk crates to drinking beer, eating fruit, and a TV in your garage.
Yeah, and who brought this lounge, by the way?
Council pickup.
Okay, good. Channel 9 commentary versus Big Bash commentary. Oh, I'm a purist. Channel 9.
Wow, really?
That's hard because
I do like the Big Bash.
They've got a fantastic producer.
So we're saying here, if you had to choose one to do all the cricket, is that what we're saying? That's the premise of this segment?
How hypothetical is this? Like, can we bring Greggy back?
Well, we can get Billy back. Billy can do them all.
That's true. That's true. It's been done as well.
Maxie will be back. Mike Gibson.
Oh, I would love to see those guys back. You know who I really loved in the Channel 9 commentary box? He used to come over. He came over a couple of times. Michael Holding.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Do you know whose impersonation I loved of Billy's? Was Hansi Cronier. Just the double entendres. They are thick and fast and awesome. Another shout out to Billy.
So I'm going to say Channel 9, you?
I'm going to say Big Bash League. Just because you said Channel 9. no, because, I don't know, fresh air, say what you want. I just, you know, the other day, Channel 9 were talking about what's your favourite pizza topping. I mean,
They also fried an egg live on the fence of the Gabba.
And did you see what Warney said about Yvonne Sampson?
She could cook him eggs anytime.
Any morning. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Warney. She is just white. She is beautiful.
Don't touch Yvonne, Warney, please.
Just leave Yvonne.
So I'm going to go Big Bash because I think they're professional enough to listen to and light enough to enjoy.
I must say it has been a very nice coverage. Very entertaining. There's no real
suits the style of cricket.
There's not too many full stops. It just flows nicely. It's good.
What about do you like the visiting Poms in the box with them? KP and Flirt Freddy?
I didn't actually know what language they were speaking.
Well, KP isn't, let's be honest. He's a very confused man when you think about a hoodie. He's a bloke born in South Africa, plays for England, has tribal tats on his arm, and is in Melbourne. Yeah. That's a bloke that's lost.
And spent New Year's Eve in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Before, by the way, this isn't on our rundown. This is a side note.
Ooh.
Tweeted a photo at about 11 p.m. where he was just walking to a private jet at a Adelaide airport.
Oh, said, he's going good.
Hope I'm back at the whatever club, some gentleman's club. Not gentleman's club, sorry.
Spearman Rono.
Some kind of, you know, country club in South Yarra.
No.
Hopefully I'm back there by midnight.
Serious.
I tell you what, that would have been written into his rider.
Yeah. I wonder whose plane that was. Yours?
Speaking of KP, get off the fence. If you have to choose... So, I've got here three of the biggest imports into the Big Bash League this summer.
Sure.
Tell me, are we putting them in our team, or are you building a team? Or are we having a beer with them?
If you're building a team...
We're building a Big Bash League team. Okay, yep. Cool. Get off the fence. Kevin Peterson, Jacques Callas, Andy Flintoff. Two South Africans and two English people. Yeah. And there's only three men. Yeah. Anyway.
So, who are you tipping?
Oh, you know what? On form so far, you'd probably say Callis followed by KP followed by Flintoff.
Yes.
But I think I just want Andy Flintoff there for the banter.
For the drink.
For the banter.
Yeah,
For the banter. The guy he's
That's good. Not bad.
He well seemed done. Good for the thing. Thank you. I can only say banter. I can't say any other words.
That's a week of practice.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to say Freddie Flintoff because he seems like fun, doesn't he?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it two ways then. If I'm building a cricket team to win games...
Oh, that's right. We're doing that as well. Sorry, yeah. Jack Callis.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same. Jack Callis. If he was... if he's not one of the best cricketers ever, he's very, very close to...
Jack Callis, oh, for mine, he's the greatest all-rounder of the last
two years. Drink, Flintoff.
Yeah.
However, KP comes in a close second there. What's he coming in there for? He comes in a close second. I don't mind him.
He's off the record stories, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Especially about Warnie. and also, I think, there's part of me that thinks KP wishes he could have played for Australia.
What, just to add another country to his...
to get another jersey.
Yeah.
No, I just think that...
I'm pretty sure Antarctica are recruiting for their cricket team at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah, he looked it up on a map once, which I think qualifies him.
What's that bum team that's coming over for the World Cup?
Afghanistan.
Yeah. What if you get a run there?
Just careful, mate. Remember, I told you, there's family ties family to links. Afghanistan. Cricket team. just clarify that there.
Oh, I've seen the beard coming along. It looked good.
He's Australian as well. Good. Okay, glad we got that one settled. Our next one.
Moving on.
World Cup 2015, ICC World Cup. We're talking cricket still. I did say there was cricket and cricket.
Yes.
In this episode of Full Credit to the Boys. Steve Smith or George Bailey for World Cup captain. So Clarkie's just not going to be there.
Yeah. So
regardless of fit or not.
Let's just say
he's saving himself for the Ashes if he'll ever play again.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go Steve Smith because I feel like George Bailey's got a little bit of that Australian, a bit too much of that Australian hate on him. He's got the guards. I don't know if he's quite as likable. I'm being brutally honest here.
He's not there for popularity, mate. He's there to win cricket games.
Well, I want to like him.
Hmm.
George Bailey. I don't know if I've seen enough of his now. So I don't know if it's only because he's only captain Australia in limited overs cricket.
Hmm.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess by that token, Steve Smith's unproven in limited overs captaincy. So,
geez, you've said a lot without saying anything so far.
Oh, righto, mate. Steve Smith, there.
Good call.
Come on.
I'm going to go Steve Smith purely because I don't think George is in good enough form with the bat. I think he might make a better captain at this stage, but with the bat, he's not doing a whole heap. So I'm going to say Steve Smith.
Our next one. Oh, this is good because... I do like this. I love this time of year. It's really hot and the tennis is about to start.
Yeah.
The Oz Open, it goes till like, I think when a match starts at about 8 p.m, it can go till March.
Yeah. I've sat up
especially when Hewitt plays. Oh, that's his first round match. Then his next one goes till February.
I've had breakfast beers after watching a match on the Australian Open.
I'm pretty sure the reason Leighton Hewitt... married Bet Cartwright, or sorry, proposed to Bet Cartwright, is because...
Here's a scoop.
He'd been on the tennis court for like 15 hours straight, and then he was caught off, and he was like, what can I do now that's going to top that? I'll get engaged. I love this time of year.
I'm not touching that.
Melbourne, Oz Open, the hottest time of the year in Melbourne. If you're going to go for a holiday to Melbourne, just make sure that you look when the Oz Open is. Don't go during that 2 weeks because... They are the filthiest temperatures ever. It always coincides.
And you know what? It's just doing the same thing right now in Melbourne. It's starting to warm right up. Those tennis players must come over here and think, this joint is an oven. Why don't they play the Australian Open in March?
Well, because Leighton Hewitt's match is still going from January.
I get you.
It's easy. So, by that token, Bernard Tomic or Leighton Hewitt, who will go further in the Oz Open? I've got an easy one there, but I want you to go first.
I'm going to say... Exactly the same out in the second round.
So they're both going to make second round.
And both go out in the second round.
I feel like one's going to make the third round. And I think that one is going to be our great white hope, Leighton Hewitt.
Really?
And I feel like the headlines are just going to be, will it be this year? Is this the year for Leighton? will he finally be able to retire because he's actually, you know, won the Australian Open? I think Leighton could lull us into a false sense of security, make the third round. Bernard will go out round one.
Strip club Bernie.
Round one. Yeah, because, I mean, he's in Melbourne, mate. He's there to party.
Yeah.
He wants to play tennis.
I watched him last night, and looks like he's been on a bit of a Jacques Callis diet, if I can say that.
Well, he only had one way to go.
Yeah,
if he turned sideways, you couldn't see him.
That is true. And that's true of most of them anyway. I think that Leighton, if anyone wants to back Leighton, if anyone wants to back him to win the Australian Open, please don't think to ring anyone else but me. I will give you any odds you want. Put as much on as you want. Please.
That's good.
The media build them up. I'll have a bit of that.
That's right. So I can't help but notice that this segment's called Get Off the Fence, and you sat firmly on the fence by saying that they will go.
I'll say Leighton will go out first only because his game will be just before Bernard.
That's fine. That's fine. That's good. I'll accept that. And next one, Sean Johnson or Daly Cherry Evans? Are we just doing a hypothetical?
If you're building
which seven are you going to have in your team?
If you're building a footy team,
okay.
Who are you signing? Sean Johnson, recent Golden Boot winner.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Yeah.
I do say so. Or Daly Cherry Evans.
Okay. I want you to go first for this one as
All right. I'm going to stick my neck out here. Did you get that? Daly Cherry Evans joke. I'm going to stick my neck out here.
The Manly boys would love that, except Daly Cherry Evans.
Yeah. Good luck getting home tonight. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go with the tried and true Daly Cherry Evans to build a team around.
Yeah.
Sean Johnson is a freak, but he's a freak not all the time.
Well, I mean, all the hype around him at the moment, he had a fantastic World Cup, Four Nations, Tri Nations, Three Nations, Seven Nations?
Super 12.
Whatever the tournament was that was at the end of last season. Come on, we're supposed to be rugby league people. But the same sort of thing happened. And to be fair, he also finished the NRL season really strongly as well. But to be fair, he finished 2011 like that.
Yeah.
And he had like about a 20-minute spark in the grand final that almost revived the Warriors to the point of really scaring Manly in that 24-10 win for the Manly boys.
So what message do you get out of that?
So my point is he's about as reliable as a two-bob watch. However,
well, my point would be, hey, Warriors, try and make the semis. This bloke's about to get white hot.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. And that's for the reason that I'm going to disagree with you and say Sean Johnson, because I think 2015, I think he's going to build on momentum for
the first time.
Didn't you mention that this year is the year of the sheep and therefore the Warriors will have a good year?
The year of the Johnson. Anyway.
He told me to mention that one.
I kill me.
Yeah, I think Sean Johnson's going to have an absolute cracker of a year because I think for the first time he's actually going to stop and go, you know what, I need to harness this and I need to get my head in the game and I'm going to make 2015 a big one.
Next up, yeah, this is an interesting one actually.
Okay.
Would you prefer to watch a game of NFL or NBA? Both of them live.
Both of them live?
Yes, TV, that is.
Oh, really? I thought you were throwing me in some first-class plane tickets to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, sit tight. I'll get those to you soon. Third-place team plays sixth-place team in both games.
Well, that's mediocre.
Yes.
Okay. So
in other words, what do you like better?
Well, I've always liked basketball more than gridiron. However, I have just finished watching Friday Night Lights.
Right.
And if nothing else, that's given me an appreciation of country Texas and American football. So, the answer is NBA.
Yeah, okay.
Basketball.
Yeah. I'm going to go the opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like the gridiron. I mean, the whole common thing of it goes for a long time is probably true. With the basketball...
Do you have a fridge mounted into your lounge, though, in this instance? Because it doesn't matter how long the game goes then, right?
Do I look like a bloke who's got a fridge in my lounge?
Absolutely.
Yeah. With that in mind... the basketball, it's an old argument. Why don't they just start with 4 minutes to go and make it 80 all?
Overs or unders, this is the segment where we throw out, as we look at a sports bet ad on television, shout out sports bet. They tweet well. I liked it. I enjoy their tweets.
Yeah,
they're enjoyable, except they put an apostrophe in when they were talking about plurals the other day. They put a bit of a grammar thing there. Are our listeners still with us? Anyway.
You're going on Twitter and picking up people's grammar, huh?
I don't pick it up. I just see it and can't help but notice it.
Uh-huh.
Come on, mate. I'm a journalist. Overs or unders? we put out an obscure market, I suppose you would say. For instance, this first one tonight, and we have to say over or under. Shane Watson, will he play over or under two more career tests?
Ooh.
That's provocative.
Mm.
That's provocative. Mm. What do you reckon?
I'll give you a scoop here. Well, it's not a scoop. There will be a retirement after this test.
Well.
But it won't be Shane Watson.
Oh, so irrelevant to this point.
So irrelevant to this point.
Yeah, okay.
With that in mind, I think they'll persist.
Mm. They've invested so much in him. They pretty much paid his mortgage, his, you know, kids' college tuition, all that sort of stuff, for about 4 or 5 years while he sat on the sideline injured. He came back in about 2009, 2010 and started making 50 after 50 after 50,
mm.
not 100. Mm. Got dropped on 99, scoring 100. So he's scored 3 tons, I think, in about 100 test innings.
He doesn't convert many, does he?
I'm going to say, oh. So after this test match in Sydney, they're looking forward to the Ashes.
Mm.
I'm going to say, I'm going to put out a bold prediction, say Shane Watson injures himself slipping over in the bath.
Well, that's hardly bold.
And he injury will cause him to sit on the sidelines, hampering his, you know, staking a claim for a spot. He will never make it back. Bang. Under.
Bang.
That was colourful, but I'm going to run with it.
What did I say again? Overs, didn't I?
I think so.
Okay. Edit that bit out.
NRL players, over or under two more off-field news stories. Yeah. Now, I think we need to put a parameter on this, as in, what's the time frame? Before
the beginning of the season.
End of the week?
Yeah, before the end of this podcast.
Before the end of the, let's say before the end of January. So let's say before Auckland Nines.
When's the Nines start?
Yeah, around then.
30 days.
Around then. Yeah. Oh, NRL players, two or more off-field news stories.
Yes, bad news, obviously.
I'm going to say over.
Over?
Yeah, I'm going to say 3 to 4.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, mate, we've got like 3 or 4 weeks still. Yeah. Come on.
Oh.
That's like one a week. That's pretty much the average.
I'm going to say under.
Yeah?
With absolutely no conviction whatsoever.
Well, I guess my sort of suggestion might be hurt by the fact that they've pretty much all just gone back to training this week. So perhaps they're back into the rigmarole. They're sort of back into the authority.
Mm.
Yeah, the discipline.
Yeah, I'm going to say under. Under.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to stick with my over.
Okay.
Conviction is the is the key here. You can tweet us if you disagree or agree. At Late Mailman, at @former_legend as well. We move on. The Melbourne Stars, over or under 4 wins in total. They currently sit on
3 wins,
and I think they have. Did we say? Three matches remaining before the finals, if and when they make it. Will they finish the Big Bash season with over or under 4 wins? What do you reckon?
I'm going to say over, only because of last night. I kind of thought your Sixers.
Sixers, yeah. Smash them Sixers, #.
Might have done the right thing by us last night and kept them off the win.
Mm.
But Brett Lee, super over. Got the Stars over the line. So I'm going to say...
It's super 2 overs. They needed 16 off the last over. They got 15 of them.
None for 34 after 2 overs.
And then they knocked up 19, I think, or 20.
19.
15 and 19 off his last 2 overs. Jesus. That was hard to come. But it's a shame for Ellen DeGeneres, as you refer to him. But yeah, that's so the way it is.
I'm going to say overs now.
I'm going to say unders.
Under, so you're
going to
say 4 overs.
I think they're just going to fall all over themselves.
They're warming up. They're coming.
James Faulkner's looking good, though. And next one, Joe Burns, who has been selected for the Sydney test. Over or under 2 tests in total, this is his second test. Will he play again after this series? And again, with the Shane Watson thing, they've got decisions to make after this series. They're a little bit of stop down for, they've got a 1-day series here, then they've got the World Cup here in New Zealand. Then they've got to start thinking about the Ashes defense.
Mm-hmm.
Will Joe Burns go over or under 2 tests? Will he go? Will he actually play if he goes?
That's right. What are you saying?
I want to say overs.
Yeah, I'm going to say overs too. There's wraps on this bloke.
I feel like he might knock up a score that's just good enough to keep him in the figurings in the Sydney test. I don't think he's going to set the world on fire, though he has been in domestic.
Saying that, he's not going to go out and bat with much pressure on him by the looks of things in this test now.
Mm.
So,
well, yes, that's no exactly excuse. Right. Yeah, Joe, go out, mate, have some fun.
Yeah.
Open the willow, flash that willow around.
Little ground, the SCG.
our next one. Ange Postecoglou. Oh, Socceroos. We've just seamlessly moved on to football here. Wow.
Football, really.
We're so cosmopolitan here.
Socceroos play football.
Ange Postecoglou. Yes.
Socceroos play soccer.
Work that one out. Over or under 6 months more as Socceroos coach.
Mm.
So, we're basically saying here,
how's the Asian Cup going to go?
Well, I think he's made one bad error. And that is, he dropped a couple of players from his preliminary squad for last year's World Cup, one of which was a little fella called Josh Brillanti, who was from the Newcastle Jets, and now he's signed with Italian club Fiorentina, and he's a very good player. Very good player.
Right.
Anyway, he's also excluded him from the Asian Cup squad.
Mm.
He always gets selected in preliminary squads and all that, but then he gets chopped towards the end. He's only about 20, 21, but he's a very good player, and he keeps talking about, you know, playing for the future, selecting for the future, all that sort of stuff. Apparently, his World Cup thing was all about the future, not about that tournament, which is weird in itself. But I think his first step should have been to select Josh Brillanti, and I think we're going to be in a bit of trouble.
Okay.
Which means I think he won't last 6 months.
Okay. I'm going to say overs because I think we will have a very big Asian Cup.
Wow.
On home soil, plus this is probably going to be Cahill's swan song.
Yes.
Now, with that in mind, I think they will play out of their skins. Jeez, I'm hoping. And so I'm going to say he'll go longer than 6 months. Not that's depending on, of course, on contracts and everything else. But I'm going to say overs.
Okay. Next week's headlines. I don't know. Have we?
We were
talking about putting this in a few podcasts ago, and we haven't done it yet. Next week's headlines, based on, well, sporting goings on at the moment.
We're about to tell you what's going to happen next week.
What's going to be on the papers? What's going to be on the online news websites, and all that sort of stuff. You start.
Okay. Breaking news.
Yeah.
After the Flintoff, Kevin Peterson and Callis success in the KFC Big Bash, moves are afoot to sign Dodd Bradford's Ashes for the Big Bash League 05.
Well, he'd probably do better on the first ball than Glenn Maxwell did the other night.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to take a bat.
Do we refer to Ashes as he? We should probably move on. Yeah,
keep going.
Man found who thinks Sydney to Hobart is exciting, declared insane and given breakfast radio show. There's so many elements to that one. Are you talking about anyone in particular there?
Because
I think there's a particular AM radio breakfast host who would probably claim to love the Sydney to Hobart.
He'd
probably sit up there in his little ivory tower overlooking the harbour, and he'd love it.
I thought you were talking about a former taxi driver, but now I know who you're talking about.
Who are you talking about?
So many jokes. So many lawyers.
Clive?
Clive, the TAFE kid. Next up, breaking news. Fired up Aussies target Virat Kohli. Gets runs before bowled for a duck.
Curry
joke.
You
like that?
Yeah, right? I like it. Yeah. I don't think it's ever been done before.
Let's put a 7-Eleven reference in there.
Glenn Maxwell doesn't bother taking a bat out with him in Big Bash League clash. And fair enough too. I think he realised that he didn't really have a defence. Well,
clearly.
He didn't have a defence on the field. He didn't have a defence off the field after it either. He didn't tweet anything. Glenn Maxwell, I think, was trending its ass off after that.
Yeah, and he is pretty active on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, he retweeted one thing in about, like, from about 12 hours after that, he retweeted one thing. It was from your mate from the Big Bash League coverage, the dude who sits in the corner. That's the one. And it was basically saying, for all you people trolling Glenn Maxwell, looks like none of us have ever made a mistake before.
Oh, no. First of all, why tweet that? That's a soft thing to tweet.
Could have at least had a punchline.
Why retweet it? Yeah.
Could have had a punchline. Yeah. I think that's just going to get... You know what? If 20-1 was still on with Bert Newton, that'd be a number one in a lot of categories.
Yeah.
A lot of different categories.
The last one will be breaking news. No off-field incidents in the NRL this week. David Smith announces a ticker tape parade.
And his retirement. Like George Costanza. That's it. I can't go any better from that. I'm out of here.
How's Dave's blood pressure at the moment? Hey?
Oh, through the roof.
Those 3 and o'clock likewise, phone calls. 3 o'clock in the morning phone calls.
He's sleeping with one eye open. He's a genuine crocodile. That's what they call him, Crocky. Crocky Smith.
Do they?
They don't. Absolutely not. And this is what we call the Hood's late mail. So basically, this was something, again, that we spoke about earlier on in the year about doing on this podcast. Because, let's face it, that's all I do. That's all people really follow me for.
Yeah.
Well, there's about 5,000 of you. What are you doing? However, we thought we should bring a little bit of suggestion, a bit of innuendo back to the desk.
Sorry? Oh, okay.
Innuendo. Sporting innuendo. Oh, okay. Just, yeah, no. Our first one this evening, here's a bit of a scoop for you. Ed Cowan, remember him?
Yeah.
He's in a bit of trouble trying to get back to Test match cricket.
Why? Isn't he in good form?
He is. First of all, he's going really well on ABC Grandstand when they bring him in.
So he's working there
so
as well.
So they probably won't let him get away from the microphone. Mm. But, yeah, he's on the outer. He's on the outer with
the wrong people.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I think he came around at a bad time for someone to be coming into Australian cricket.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, you're really pushing the proverbial uphill at that point in time. Mm. And it looks like he's still trying to do it, but getting back into the team. The next one. So Dale Finucane exit from Bulldogs to the Storm. The Bulldogs really wanted Cassiano to accept the Dragons' offer to prevent losing Finucane. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Finucane seems
like a bit of a talent.
Yeah, Cassiano's, while good, and, you know, he really does add to the imposing nature of that Bulldogs pack. Mm. He spent a lot of time out.
Yeah. My understanding, and I don't have many links to any Bulldogs.
I thought you were going to say many understandings.
No, yeah, that's true too. My understanding from a friend of a friend at the Bulldogs,
John,
is that Desi was absolutely filthy this time last year with the way Cassiano presented himself at the first training session.
Okay.
He's basically...
Large?
He spent Christmas eating, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Clive Palmer diet. And apparently Des lost his shit. And subsequently, I believe it was stress fractures this time last year with Cassiano. Who'd have guessed?
Yeah.
So I've heard, I don't know where you're getting your stuff from, but I've heard that Des is no fan of Cassiano.
Well, it was a big offer that the Dragons had for him as well.
Yeah.
Well, rumoured. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see. Mm. It feels like NRL sort of only just finished. It's only about 3 or 4 weeks away.
Yeah, thank God.
And our final one. Now, I don't know how far to go into this one.
Right, this sounds good.
Okay. I think I might just go right out there and declare it.
Ooh.
And look, hey, you can come back to me in a few months' time if it doesn't come off. So Michael Clarke has been, well, noted that he's been injured for the last month or so.
Mm.
And he's been showing up in the commentary box, which is good. Adding a new dimension to the commentary team and, you know, loves pumping his own teammates' tyres up. That's what you do, doesn't it?
Yep.
Captain.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure what everyone thinks about Michael Slater doing the footy show and all that sort of stuff. However...
Not much.
Michael Clarke may well do some work during the NRL season for Channel 9.
Right. Well,
what do you reckon?
Well, that's good news for me because seeing as they were... I'm a dyed and devoted West Tigers man.
Yes.
He is, Clarkie
let's,
is a
sorry,
massive...
Sorry, let's just... Balmain boy. Well, come on, mate.
Balmain, yeah. I've got to go with the West Tigers, unfortunately, these days. With that in mind, Clarkie is a huge Tigers fan.
Yeah.
So that probably can only be good things for my team. So, yeah, interesting.
Presenting that bias that he presents in the commentary at the moment.
It's not going to hurt, is it, at the moment? You've got...
He'd strike me as a big fan of Aaron Woods. I can't imagine he'd like his hairstyle.
Love Aaron Woods.
He wouldn't like his hairstyle, though.
No.
In that it's not styled. In that his style is wrap the tape around for no apparent reason, just to keep the hair out of your eyes. Not to strap your ears down like you're supposed to.
I am the last man to be commenting on people's hair.
That's true.
So I will not be taking... drawn into commenting on Aaron Woods' hair.
Okay, I understand.
So, back to your rumour. Interesting.
And it will happen. I like this one. Our weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. Basically, this is... We sift through the tens of tweets we get throughout the year from people, dozens even. All the ones that we just see around the place, to be honest. These are actually just good tweets that we see around the place, and we say, you know what, in our professional tweeting opinion, we think that that was good. And instead of just favouriting or retweeting it, we're going to broadcast it.
Yeah.
And so we've got two categories. We've got our amateurs, which are like, I don't think we expect as much from the amateurs. I don't know about you, but I guess I kind of, I got this thing where I expect the celebrities, because they're rich and famous, to be able to come up with better stuff.
Mm.
Doesn't always work that way.
No, I'll go the opposite.
Yeah.
I find the amateurs can say what they want.
And a lot of the amateurs are like those funny accounts that have funny names.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
Because let's face it, they won't put their proper name on it. Like I that, hate them like blokes. That lame mailman guy.
Yeah.
Former underscore legend.
Yeah, so do you want me to quick kick off this?
Yeah, you go for it. Okay. Weekly full credit to the boys awards, starting with your amateur.
I'm going
to
go with two amateurs in mine. The first one is at NQC underscore Jono, J-O-N-O.
Got to be a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, and this just, I cannot tell you how much this made me laugh on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
When all the fireworks are cracking on and everyone's tweeting Happy New Year and everything else, he tweeted, "Old mate upstairs is celebrating the new year by watching Sky Channel at top volume." And I can honestly tell you, I laughed my head off at that.
What's that? That's Hong Kong or something by that stage. You'd be getting...
Cannington Greys? I don't know. Like, seriously. But
it was probably some sort of greyhounds from the other side of the world.
I actually tweeted Jono and said, "Mate, that's probably the best tweet I've read tonight. I seriously, it's not often that you actually laugh right out loud, but I literally laughed out loud at that one."
And you'd read your own tweets as well. So yeah, for you to say that, that's... You know.
A lot of them I read the next morning and go, "Oh, geez." Yeah, so the second one is from at JohnTag23, who tweeted back at the Red Heifer. Now, at the underscore red underscore heifer, who he tweeted, "Fucking Jack Newton could have caught that." It was obviously a missed chance in the Australian-Indian test. And straight away, John Tagg has hit him up with one-handed. And I laughed literally out loud at that. So that were two beauties.
Poor old Jack. Your celebrity?
My celebrity is this week because it was an example of a celebrity absolutely getting smacked down after a tweet. This was a real...
Wow, when could that ever happen?
Yeah, no, but you know what? Part of this, I read this and thought, oh, gee, you're leading with your chin there.
Yeah.
This was from at Aaron Finch 5, the cricketer
Finchy.
From the Renegades in Australia.
Bloody good rep.
Yeah, who tweeted, "Just landed in Perth for BBL 04, game tomorrow. How do we get stuck spending Christmas like this 2 years in a row? Hashtag joke."
Well, spending Christmas in a lovely place like Perth.
Well, to which almost everyone universally
did he pay for his flights?
Ripped in, nah.
Did he pay for his accommodation at the Marriott on the Park?
Nah. His food? Nah.
No.
Yeah, he got ripped.
And what
ripped.
Was his salary as well, by the way, at
yeah,
the same time?
He's going okay. I don't think he's flying economy
Finchy,
up the back.
Finchy would be top five. Yeah, he's up the pointy end of the plane.
Yeah, yeah. He's not sitting near the toilets.
No.
So, yeah, if anyone wants to go and have a look, go through Aaron Finch's timeline and just look at the replies.
Inciting trolling?
No, I'm not saying troll. Okay, read the trolling.
Just read it.
Because there were some people that had a red hot go.
Okay, cool.
You.
My random one this week. My random one. I'm just reading. I'm just reading the word that I'm seeing. Amateur one this week is
Pornhub.
From Random Footy Facts. Oh, okay. There you go. That was a bit of one of those things. It's late. Come on. My scorches are getting smashed. My scorches.
Your scorches.
Come on. I don't like teams in orange. Sorry, mate. Random Footy Facts. Footy Facts 37, you'll find them on Twitter. Very very enjoyable team. Has a unhealthy obsession with Ben Roberts.
Yeah.
During the rugby league season. Yeah. Almost to the point of my Joel Reddy interest.
Or my Aaron Mullen.
Different interest.
Okay.
At Footy Facts 37. KFC's decision to start selling beer might end Chris Sando's career.
That was, without doubt, tweet of the year so far.
And it was your tweet saying it was one of your tweets of the year drew it to my attention.
Yeah.
So basically, this is on the back of the story that KFC in Parramatta, actually it is, Church Street store is the one that it's rumoured to be.
Mm.
They're applying for all sorts of licences to sell beer with their zingers, which is what you need.
Yeah, I think I wrote... Get a Queen of the Nile machine in there and I won't be leaving, so...
More of a Golden Pyramids man myself, but let's face it. Tomato, tomato.
I'll tell you a good story a friend of mine put on Facebook.
Is it actually a good story?
You can edit it out if it's not. A friend of mine put on Facebook, he went to Egypt for a holiday, and he wrote on his Facebook timeline, or whatever it's called on Facebook, spent the whole day looking at pyramids, to which my mate replied almost instantaneously, did you get the free spins?
Oh, that's the banter of a gambler.
Yeah, and a drunk.
That's right. My celebrity tweet of the week from Jamie Wincup. Actually, speaking of Big Bash League 04, because have we mentioned it tonight?
Yeah, a couple of times. It's the game of cricket, isn't it?
Cricket, that's right. Jamie Wincup's mate, Craig Lowndes, was on the coverage the other night, of course, doing the big old cross-promotion with Channel 10.
Sure.
With the motorsports, the V8 Supercars rights for this year. Split with Fox, that's another story altogether. But anyway, I don't know
what's going on with cars.
Jamie Wincup tweeted, got a challenge for you, Craig Lowndes, 888. Drop the words of either Skidmark or Alpaca on air and I'll shout the beers. Smiley face emoticon to show that he was joking.
Right.
Hashtag 10sport, hashtag BBL04. Jamie Wincup, funny old guy. Wanted to get the word Skidmark onto a national broadcast.
And did Lowndes back that up with a go or not?
I didn't actually see, so you've caught me off. That's called a question without notice just there, mate. Right. Thanks for the professionalism. Sorry. That's good. So there you go. Our tweets
good
of the
research.
Week. Our weekly full credit to the boys awards. Happy days. If you've seen a funny tweet, please tweet them through to us at Late Mailman, at FCTTB_podcast. That was a bit of a false start. And at former underscore legend. Our Twitter challenge. You want to chair this one?
Yeah, sure. So if any new listeners, our Twitter challenge, we've nominated a celebrity for the other guy to get followed by.
Correct.
And to also get tweeted at or from or by or whatever it is that you do with tweets. So I nominated for the late mailman the easy target, soft target.
I'm formidable target.
It. No, it's very soft. I'm regretting it now. It should be easy. At, I don't know if you all know him, Shane Warne. And how are you going with it?
Not well.
No.
If I'm being honest.
Right.
I've tried so many different angles.
Mm.
I've tried to appeal to, well, I've tried a few different angles. Anyway, this week, I tried. I tried two. And right. I tried them. Let me see. They were within 24 hours of each other. I was persistent this week.
Yeah, that's called stalking.
The first one. Got three favourites from it. I think I favourited my own tweet, actually, so it's probably only two.
That's awkward.
All right, Warnie, advice needed. Gathering for about 20 this week. Beer sorted, music too. If I do 20 pizzas, what varieties do I order?
Now, if a man knows pizza.
Well, yes, because they did a bloody survey.
Half-hour segment, yeah.
On the cricket the other day. I must admit, I had the cricket on mute at the time, for whatever reason.
Mate, it was embarrassing.
And all I could see was the graphic on the screen talking about what pizzas he was eating. And then I saw Twitter light up like a Christmas tree.
He had to... I had it on mute as well. I actually had to take it off mute because I looked up and seen Dirty Rotten at 40% and Hot and Spicy at 23%. And I thought for sure Warnie was telling us which strip joints he likes to go to.
We've actually got a very pizza-themed...
Let's save that
coming up next. So we'll just, you know, that's called a hook in the broadcasting department. Oh. It's called a tease. Oh. There you go. So anyway, not to be disheartened because I didn't hear back from the man himself. I was watching the Big Bash last night and I saw Warnie on an advanced hair ad and he said the prophetic line.
This won't go well.
He said the prophetic line, advanced hair, yeah. And he sort of put his hands in like a suggestive way as if to say, yeah, get that goo stuff on your hair or get them to gouge into your scalp and find that hair that's still hiding in there or whatever it is that they actually do at advanced hair. Anyway, I looked at the line. I was like, that's one line. How long did it take him to get that done? So I tweeted him. I thought, I'll ask the guy. You know,
right.
No time like the present.
Right.
How many takes did you do for that advanced hair ad, Shane Warne? Not teasing. Thought he might have been thinking
nice,
I was teasing.
Nice.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Not teasing. Honestly, just curious. Advert people can be fussy. I put that last line in there just to show, you know, why...
You're in the industry, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Right. I know that stuff. I know that stuff.
And what did you get out of that?
Got a favourite.
Who from? This is exciting.
Well, this is just a screenshot, but from memory, I'm pretty sure it was @former_legend.
Oh.
So I appreciate your support. But again, a favourite really doesn't do anything to gain traction, does it?
So, nah.
So thanks for that one.
It's a pat on the head.
There you go.
Must you, try harder.
Sally Fitzgibbons. How's that one going? At Sally underscore Fitz.
I don't
that bird. Well, she's been at sea for a few days on the Sydney to Hobart.
Mate, I'll share your pain with trying to get Warnie.
Yeah.
Sally Fitz has given me nothing. So I've had a crack and I thought, you know what? Aaron Mullen's a bit of a fan of former underscore legend. So I thought, right, I'll include Aaron into a tweet.
Yeah, because it's not about, maybe she replies to Aaron rather than you.
Yeah.
So that's sneaky. Like, that's underhanded.
Yeah, I'll do anything at the moment. So my thought was because apparently Sally taught Aaron or gave Aaron a bit of a surfing lesson last week.
Okay.
So I thought, right, here we go. I'll do a nice friendly one. And so I wrote, hi at Sally Fitz. Who is your biggest opposition this year? I've heard up and coming at Aaron underscore Molan is a definite threat. Hashtag goofy footer.
Yeah. Bit of lingo.
Yeah, you like that?
Not so much, but yeah.
Well, if you didn't like it, guess who else didn't like it?
Anyone?
Well, I got three favourites.
Three favourites, yeah. Again, doesn't help you.
Nothing. Yeah. Nix. So, here's the deal.
And no follow from Sally Fitz.
Here's the deal. To the people
who Erin Molan unfollowed you, didn't she?
No, she didn't. What?
Scared you there for a second, didn't I?
Erin, if you're out there, please don't unfollow me. So, here's the thing to my followers. If anyone's got any ideas, because I'm starting to come up with duck eggs and it's getting a bit concerning to the point where I'm starting to worry that Sally Fitz is thinking I'm stalking her, which is kind of cool. So
as a badge of honour or something.
Yeah. If anyone can think of a way to get Sally Fitz to tweet and follow at former underscore legend.
Or Shane Warne to follow me.
Mate, this is my
sorry,
time.
I should have said that in my little spiel, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Try it next week.
All right.
So with that in mind, if anyone's got any ideas, please hit me up.
I've got something here that says pizza delivery challenge. This is a sports show.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Okay, so the story is that one of our listeners, and I think he follows both of us, emailed us.
Yeah.
He messaged me about through 9 messages. It was quite long. And I thought he was spamming for porn, so I was quite excited. So it's at BlakeCole72, or one word.
Blakey.
Yeah.
The coal master.
He wrote...
The coal train, they call him.
He wrote to me throughout these messages. Can I please just finish? Hey, former legend. I recently saw you talking about pizza on Twitter, and I thought I'd tell you about a joke me and my mates are part of, and I was thinking you could lay a challenge down to your listeners to join in. When you order a pizza online from Domino's, there's a box that says delivery instructions. Me and my mates have thrown in a few random comments there and sent them to each other by SMS when we've received our docket. So far that we've done some beauties and not once have they said anything. This is my most recent and he's included a picture there that I'm going to put up on our timeline tonight.
Yes.
And he's asked in his delivery instructions... Blonde, blue eyes, size 8 to 10, early to mid-20s to deliver the pizza if possible. Cheers. Now, apparently he's had a couple of others that he's going to send me later. So that's what he's done. He sent us in the photo. So what about it? Hoodie, what do you reckon?
Well, we want our listeners to get on board.
Yeah. This is something I'm...
Okay.
This is the kind of thing I'm on.
All right.
So obviously we don't want any swearing. Racism, but join in the fun, write whatever you want in that delivery box and then send us a photo of your docket from Domino's. Yeah, that's where you get your pizza from. And the best ones we will retweet, we'll put on our Facebook page and we'll probably mention it on the podcast.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we'll get this first one that they sent to us and we'll put it out there so people can get a
show
bit of an
example.
Idea about
it.
Don't copy it because that's not funny.
Nah.
That's just copying.
I've got two beauties already thought of.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
You did that on the bus here, didn't you?
Yeah. And the fact that I ring Domino's probably 9 times a week.
That's true. Yeah. It's just the theory of probability, really.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of ideas. So, join in, boys and girls, and show us what you've got.
At FCTTB underscore podcast is the Twitter handle for the podcast. You can also get our own ones at Late Mailman and at former underscore legend. All right, nearly time to go. Before we do, though, we've had a little bit of... We've only just gotten up on iTunes, really, for the last couple of weeks. Before that, we were flailing around on SoundCloud, which is fine. Love you, SoundCloud.
Mm,
it was good. But you can't sort of have it automatically downloading to your phone. There's a lot more autonomy with the whole iTunes thing. Autonomy. There's your word of the week.
Nah,
lost me. You write that one down?
Lost me.
It's like automatic, sort of. Anyway. So we've had a few reviews on iTunes. We really love it. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell us. You can tweet us. You can go into iTunes. You can leave a 1 to 5 star review feedback, and you can also leave an actual review. Just a couple of words.
Yeah.
It helps us get up the list, helps people listen to our podcast.
You're doing us a favor.
It's just a nice way of saying thanks.
Yeah.
We don't charge you money. We're never going to charge you money for this. That's the easiest way you can say thank you to us. So we've had 3 reviews on iTunes so far. Someone called Pezfest, someone called Cinder_Heller. It's kind of like Cinderella, sort of.
Very good.
Funny like that. Mm. And South70, who took the time to actually tweet us as well and say, love the podcast, yeah, guys, so thank you very much. So good
for
on
a
you.
South supporter, not a bad bloke, seemingly.
What makes you think he's a South supporter?
Detective. Right.
The red and green in his profile picture or something. Yeah. We've also got a couple of other ones as well. A fellow called @AussieJag, who's been very vocal on the Twitter this week, which is the Twitter on the internet.
What are you, like 90?
Yeah, about 91. Aussie Jag, he's been very complimentary. He's enjoying the podcast. So thank you very much, Aussie Jag. We're enjoying you being one of our listeners. Good on you, champion. Yeah,
and I get tweeted a lot from a guy who's very, very funny. A guy, I think he's up in Newcastle. His Twitter address is @NormieDorrell, NormyDorrell. And guys, if you're looking for someone funny to follow, that guy does tweet some gold, so...
Excellent bloke, Normie Dorrell, @NormieDorrell. You can tweet him right now. He'll probably tweet me and go, do I know you? And I'll like, I do know you, but you don't know me as late mailman. We'll leave it at that for the week. We've got plenty more throughout the cricket season, throughout January, into the rugby league season as well. Let's face it, we're fluffing at the moment. We know more about rugby league. We're going to do a 2015 rugby league NRL season preview as well as we head towards that as well. You can tweet us at any time at @FCTTB_podcast, @LateMailman's my Twitter account. You can find us on Facebook as well, @Former_Legend. You can pretty much find us anywhere. Just put in Full Credit to the Boys. You'll either find an NRL press conference or something about our podcast. Is that right?
Or ask the police. They'll know about us.
That's exactly right. We'll see you next time. We're gonna see some action, baby.